It is a pleasure speaking with you, Blanche Burton-Lyles. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Will you tell me how you came to be the founder of this?
Well, actually, Miss Anderson had taken an interest in my career as a youngster when I was only 8 or 9 years old. And being a friend of my mother, she would have me come up here and play for her guests who had come from the Academy of Music when she would give her annual recital. Though she lived here so many years, she was so very low-key and mild-mannered that often people did not know that this was her home.
She took an interest in you because you were considered a musical prodigy.
My mother taught piano privately at home, and so it was the piano was always accessible, and she discovered that I had picked out, I think it was Jingle Bells on the piano, so she said, well, she has a good ear. And so that's how it started. I started reading music from the time I was three years old. And there was never any problem about practicing. It was fun.
What did she actually teach you? I mean, how did you have a relationship?
She mentored me in that she was very encouraging. And when she would come home from her tour, she'd have her sister call, and we would come up here, and I'd be playing. She would ask what numbers I was learning and so on. So she was very, very kind and supportive. She took a great interest, and that was quite rare because she was an icon. Even in those days, she was an icon.
You were born in 1933, so mm-hmm. Then I have to do the math, but I don't know how old she would have been. But
I'd say about her 40s, 45, 50.
But she was already a big star.
Yes, no question. She traveled the globe, whether it was Africa, South America, Europe, Russia.
Was she a nice lady?
Nice, very quiet, soft-spoken, and she had an interesting sense of humor. She was just delightful. Someone who, if she were to walk in today, she would speak to everyone, and that's how it was. It wasn't a matter of quizzing me, but that interest was very, very evident.
And when you were done, say, for example, playing whatever mm-hmm. you played, would she say, that was a good job, you should do thus and so?
She would just compliment me, and she would say, oh, you're advancing. She could hear that difference. Because I was a Curtis from the time I was 11 until I was 21. There are only about three of us who were under 18, and I think it's still that way. Lang Lang, who's a graduate, and often some of the students would come to the door when I'd be having my lesson to listen.
Because they were probably pretty surprised that there was this young girl.
Yes, doing these advanced numbers by Chopin and Bach. And sometimes some of the repertoire that Leonard Bernstein played.
I know you played at Carnegie Hall. I know right. You had a career. Would you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I was privileged to give concerts at many of the colleges, Morehouse, Spelman, and often sponsored by my pastor, who was from the South, and he would recommend me.
What did you teach in the schools? It was
music
class?
Right, yes. They would come. We had choirs, and during the holidays especially, we'd be at the different malls, like in Cheltenham.
You've tried to further the careers of other young people.
Often they contact us through the internet and so on if they have a particular need. It might be a gown, or for a gentleman, it might be a pair of shoes, evening suit. We have events during the year to help raise funds. And Miss Jillian Pertell, she is our associate, I would say, who is just incredible. But she herself is one of our, we call, scholars. She's a marvelous mezzo. She does opera, spirituals, and Broadway.
You're the founder of this home.
Well, when I found out it was available, and the realtor around the corner had it in his window, but he was not aware this was her residence. So that's why we named the street, added the name Marion Anderson Way. People were quite excited to be able to come and, walk the steps. It has not been altered in any way. That's the nice part about it. Everything you see here is the way it was when she purchased it in 1924, but then she did put these arches in 1926. This was her her dream home, she called it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.